Begin the current daf sechtes yuma daf nun gimel begin on the base begin toys the mazal begin with the gemara chitam and if you're going to say orchid the milsel the mesa blimin maybe it's not a rise from this pasuk maybe it's just normal to give it the right hand then we have to bring another pasuk so nearly the farish says to me it appears clement what it means to say is yeah you can prove in the pasuk mimin esh dos lamoi that from the fact that Hashem gives the Torah the right hand so to someone's davening he should first turn to his right side and not to his left side. Because the other on the contrary, they're just like Hashem gave the Torah from his right hand. You should first go to his right and then to his left, which is Hashem's right, and not to his left, which is Hashem's right. So therefore, Tam Olam, whenever you have to bring another pasuk, Yipo Mitzitcha Elef. Alma, so you see, the Yesh Levakash al Neged Hasmali Bereshav, how do you admit? No, that the truth is, first you should daven regarding the threats on your left side and then the right side. And by time I have, what's the reason for that? Is because the Havel Yemin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereishu, because that's actually from the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is first. And therefore, so by davening, that first the person gives shalom to the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is his left, and then he gives shalom to his right side, which is then Hashem's left. Two next says, to begin with the Gemara, not command the Amar, we learned, like the one who says, that Aron Galil Abavel, that the ark was taken exile into Babel. Now, Tais bothered with a question, because he says, Avagab, although we had proven already for our Mishnah, that says that it was taken, so obviously it went to exile, and it was not concealed in its place. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, b'mkayim nignas, he says that no, it was hidden in its place, and didn't go into Galus, obviously disagreeing with the beginning part of our Mishnah, which says that it was taken away. Now, Upalag b'seifa gabiken. But now, in the Mishnah, he explicitly disagrees regarding the golden stands that, according to Tanakama, there were these two stands. According to me, there was only one. Now, why is he only disagreeing the seifa and not in the reisha? But like Upalag b'reisha aron, this guy says you're right. Although it's obviously that he disagrees, but Yeshlam Upalag b'reisha aron that regarding what he disagrees regarding the aron that it wasn't gala, rather it was nignas. Since it's explicit in the Brisa, this is the Tanakh, so the Rebbe did not have to say it a second time, also in the Mishnah. Next says, at the beginning of the Gemara, Palag de Ula, which disagrees with Ula, which Tais just explains, the mother of Shimon, that he says, that this that we said according to Shimon, that Gala bubble, when the Gala is the bubble, Palag de Ula disagrees with Ula, the mother of Shimon, that he's according to Shimon, the Arnigan is that it was concealed away, and it was not taken into Gala.